No, just like literally all in a non-pedo-y way, kids.
They give you bracelets.
They give you bracelets. Yeah.
It's like Mardi Gras.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
Yeah, it was just like, here's a bracelet. Get your balls out.
Yeah. All my days, bro. So, have you heard of a show called Below Deck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched any of it?
Here and there, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, watching the new season.
Yeah.
Well, I say new season. I think it's still like 21, whatever. There's a dude on it. I think he's British. He claims to be straight. Yeah.
Okay.
One of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Claims to be straight. He has one of those mustaches that are like proper. Yeah. So yeah. So someone says he's bi.
Okay.
But I don't. But he says that he's not bi. But he's like got off with this gay guy, and but then I think like you said something about.
She said that last time.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. No, but what did you say there?
I said there's a lot of like guys that like get with other guys and they go like, oh no, but it's not gay because it's just, you know, just a kiss.
He just
bummed me.
Yeah. That's all right, isn't it? It was just lads. Yeah. Lads being like, nah, bro. Nah, yeah, he was proper like, oh no, it's all good, man. He's just like, it's all love, bro. And he went and spotted the guy and he's just like, yeah, it's all just it's just all good.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, that's not good. I'm not if you're kissing another guy,
yeah,
you're gay or bisexual. You don't just do it for jokes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just very very strange to me personally.
Yeah, I mean, no one cares if you're bi or if you're gay.
So well, exactly. Yeah, there's no, I don't think there's anything to hide these days.
No,
be who you want to be.
It's even that. What's it in The Boys in the newest season? You know, they go to see that like old guy, and then he's like, "Oh, I fucked fucking Frank Sinatra before it was gay." You know, before that gay.
Oh,
stuff.
In that,
like hooking up with dudes.
Oh, but that first scene in that first episode.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
That's why I love it so much. That's good.
That was rank. Oh,
I keep forgetting it's Amazon because they don't usually do such bangers.
I don't think they do. There is no other bangers, is there?
They did a very good one called Invincible, which was like an anime thing, which was a comic book.
I'm not sure. I'm not about that anime life.
No.
Apart from that one that I fucking fell in love with, that game. What's that game? That mobile game. The Telefono. It's like a telephone. You know, on your Telefono? Telefono game, but they made it into an anime series.
They made a mobile game into anime.
Bro, you're the one who told me to watch it.
But what's it about? Give me something a little bit more than it was a mobile game.
Bruh.
Let's not do this. No. Just take it easy. All right.
Calm down. Easy, all right. An anime series on Netflix.
Yeah.
Told me to watch it.
Oh, Arcane.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's.
So what? Why do you get that as soon as I talk calmly? I said exactly what I said.
It's not a mobile game. It's a PC game. It's
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was mobile.
They might have put it onto mobile recently. But
what game is it called?
League of Legends.
Oh right.
Yeah, okay. I think that's like number 7 in the top 10 IMDb series. It was fucking good though.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. That series was freaking gangster.
Yeah. I think we should give it a go. That game. It is a lot of fun.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very nerdy. I reckon no one will want to sleep with you, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, you know what, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Sex is overrated.
Yeah, who cares about something these days?
It's all about capturing the towers and butt lane.
Yeah, it's all about whipping people in the showers. And, no?
Where are you going with this?
No, it's not going to. For people that are watching and maybe recognize, I feel like I've gotten me a little bit of a tan. Just got back from Greece. It was absolutely fabulous. But what I liked even more was when I just met up with you now, bruh.
Yeah.
How you knew about your you literally like
the dancing,
dance straight away.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, bruh.
I don't even know what to say. It's a bit like capoeira. It's like this really weird, like it's to the beat that they do the song.
And it gets faster and faster.
Yeah, and then they go like, dun-lun-lun, dun-lun-lun. And then, I mean, yeah, it's quite good. And I went to a wedding at the beginning of the year, and there was some mad stuff because I've only ever seen like, you know, old dudes doing it, and they and they haven't got much agility. But
no.
Literally, my who is he? He's like my cousin's boyfriend. He was he was smoking a cigarette while he was doing it, and then he like threw the cigarette up and then did a little move, then went like smashed a load of ash out in the into the air.
What?
And honestly, it was actually, I thought it was cool. I've never thought that dancing is cool, and I've seen it happen many a time.
That sneeze was your fault. You made me like laugh while drinking water. Fucking capoeira dancing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like though.
Yeah, but yeah. But what's the thing behind it?
I have no idea.
See, look, yeah, look, this is what is Greek. What language do people speak in?
They speak Cypriot, which is like a dialect of Greek. So somebody speaking Cypriot wouldn't be able, a Greek person wouldn't be able to understand them fully. There's a lot of the words that are the same, but I guess...
Kalimera?
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay. Kalinita?
Yeah, same.
That's all I know.
Same.
Yamas?
I don't know that one. What's that one?
Oh, cheers or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you or something.
Yeah. I think it'd probably be a bit like, I don't know, maybe like deep northern person trying to speak to a,
southern
person or whatever. It's just like same, but different.
Mm. So why is Cyprus actually different?
I don't know the exact details. I think there was an attempt
this is the whole idea that I had. Isn't it bad that you don't actually know your sort of like actual background? It's just going to die off. Like you ain't going to like your children's children.
Yeah.
Will know nothing about your forefathers.
Yeah, but I was raised in this country and raised British. Yeah, but like I go over there on holiday and it's all like, you know, they talk about these things. But all right, what I know of it is that back in the day, Athens, Sparta and all those different areas of Greece, they used to be independent states.
Yeah.
So there was all these Greek islands like Crete and Cyprus was one of them. But then for whatever reason...
Whoa. What'd you say? Say that again?
So like Crete.
Yeah.
All the Greek islands, that whole area.
Wait, Cyprus is part of Greece?
No, it's not part of Greece.
So why did you just say that then?
Back in the day, it was one of those like Greek islands.
Down,
don't you fucking wind me up. I can see it in your face.
No, I'm not. No, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to fucking understand.
Okay. Yeah. So it was just a whole region. Everybody sort of spoke the same dialect.
So at one time, Cyprus was part of Greece?
No. Not as far as I'm aware.
Oh, right.
If you let me finish. Right?
Cool. Right.
So at one point, and then all the islands joined up. Throughout whatever part of history.
Nice.
And then I think there was an attempt to get Cyprus to, this might not be factually correct, I only roughly know some details. Cyprus was going to join Greece, but then for whatever reason, because it's quite a strategic island, like in that area of the sea, you know, it's out in the open. Like during the World War, it was used massively.
Yeah.
Because it's just like so good for like fuel and stops and whatnot.
The dude that was like the owner of the apartment where like we were staying, they were saying how the British came over, invaded and all of that sort of stuff. So is Cyprus in the EU?
I'm quite sure that they are in the EU.
Do they use the euro? Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they are in the EU.
So
there was an attempt to have Cyprus join Greece, because Cyprus did want to join Greece, and nothing Greece like us.
Yeah.
And then Turkey invaded the northern side of the island, and then there was this...
Of Cyprus?
Of Cyprus, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So there's actually, like, two countries in Cyprus. There's the Republic of Cyprus, which is, like, the Turkish side, and then there's...
Just
what we call the Greek... Cypriot side, and then there's a little city in the corner called Famagusta, which was like this beautiful town city, and it's just like this ghost town now. It's no man's land, nobody goes there.
So why do you call them Greek Cypriot?
Just because that's
why. Don't you just call them Cypriots?
Because there's two types of Cypriots, so there has to be
Cypriots.
Well, most of the time when I say like, oh, my family's from Cyprus, they go like, oh, north or south side. Like Turkish Cypriot or Greek Cypriot. And then...
But why can't you just be Cypriot, bruh?
Because it's all very political, but I don't think the Turkish coming through was very peaceful. So a lot of people died. And then...
I get that bit, bro. But I'm saying about... What tie do you have to Greece?
Cypriot people to Greek people?
Nah, you, bro. I don't care about anyone else.
Right.
Not that I really care about you. But
fantastic.
About you, but you. You always say, oh, yeah, I'm Greek Cypriot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why can't you just be Cypriot?
I don't know, man. You're going to have to ask like a person that's actually from Cyprus. I just have people in my family that are from Cyprus. I don't get involved in all the geopolitical tensions in
but,
the
but,
area.
But you are Cypriot, right?
Yeah.
You're not Greek?
No.
Okay. So why do you put that at the beginning?
I say that my family...
Change your shit.
Shut the fuck up. You're trying to wind me up. I can tell. It's on your fucking face. I say that my family is from Cyprus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then some people agree. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then some people be like, oh, is it north or south? And then I say south side, Greek Cypriot, Greek side.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Because the north side is where the Turkish came in.
The Turkish have come in and there's like a very hard, well, it's not a hard border actually. If you can actually walk across the border in like a town and then you just go.
Okay.
You can just walk into Turkish side of Cypriot.
Okay, no. Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Now. It makes sense to me. Yeah, I swear to you, I'm not genuinely not trying to wind up. Trying to actually understand what you where you come from, bro. Mm. Coming back from Greece is actually the Greek people were absolutely fabulous, fantastic people, very friendly, very nice. I think a shame that you don't have any. I don't know. Do your family here do much thingy like
Greek
Cypriot stuff?
Immediate family.
Why did you just say look?
What?
You must be saying this stuff to wind me up now.
What did I just even say?
What? Why did you just say Greek stuff?
Just drop it. Whatever. the Cypriot stuff then.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why did you just tell me? Honestly don't fucking know.
All right.
I don't know, man. Okay. I just said it. So
you seem to get very upset.
So yeah, immediate family, no, they don't redo really too much of it. But when we go and see more Cypriot side family. I think if you live here long enough, you just sort of move.
Yeah,
you just move into the British culture and you just do British things because British people are very mellow, very like mild mannered. They don't dance like that. They don't.
No, but I think that's a shame though. Because, bro, I thought it was sick. That whole like Greek stuff, man, it was gangster.
Did you try it?
Well, the dancing stuff, yeah bro. I was wilding out, bro. I was doing everything, footsteps, everything, bro.
Nice.
They're doing that whole like. Like step back foot, step back foot.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, man. Nice. That's pretty much it, isn't it? Like two step back foot, two step front foot.
Yeah,
two step
and foot. Then you just freestyle in some moves.
Crazy, faster.
Yeah,
and then you just clap a lot and.
Yeah, I only learned it this year. I didn't actually do any dancing. I feel way too self conscious doing that.
Ah no, good shit, bro. No. Just got to enjoy yourself, bro. Is it? I mean, like. You got sick rhythm.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, when the Western music, well, the English music came on.
The Western side.
When all the R&B came on.
When those cowboy kicking boys coming on. Mm-hmm.
That's when I showed my moves. And then the family were like, oh, that's what he's about.
Yeah. He can drop it like his heart.
Hot moves, Thomas.
Yeah. Your father Chang.
Fuck off.
Just did it, bro.
No, that's how some of the
Thomas. No. He does have those special moves.
Those special. No.
because I think like I don't know, one day if I have kids and stuff, they'll know about like my background just through my food. Really?
What, just through your food? So they're not going to know about the dancing and...
There is no fucking dancing, is there? Not from, like, not from where, like... No,
yeah, bro, you got all like that shit, don't you? You got crazy dancing as well.
Nah, bro. That's not... That's like... I think that's like Northern India or some shit. That's like North of India. Yeah. I think so, anyway.
So are you going to differentiate... Really... Are you going to tell your kids that they're Indian or they're Northern Indian?
I think... More because of the religion,
yeah.
Maybe
I don't know. It's a big old place, India. I can't keep up.
I don't know. Yeah, like that sort of. I mean, I only went to India when I was like sort of like 12, 13 or something like that.
Mm.
And you don't hear any of that music from where I'm from.
What's your kind then?
We're just all like Christian and Catholic. My my little town. From
is yours where, like near Goa?
No, that's north. I think Goa's north. I'm from Madras, son.
Okay.
Or Chennai, or whatever people call it now. Who knows?
Sure.
It's like, yeah, because what was... where's the Taj Mahal? Where's that again? That's Delhi, isn't it? Or yeah. New Delhi. It's like Delhi, New Delhi, Mumbai. Who knows what it's called? Mm-hmm. Keep changing the fucking name. I know it as Madras, but I think it's called Chennai now. But whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, yeah, when I was there, it was all just like... It was like Western music, man. It was all just like fucking... Sure. Just normal, just it was like normal music,
yeah,
but it was just about 3 years behind. that's all it ever
that
sounds
was. Pretty fucking good.
It was fucking jokes because you'd fly from here to there,
yeah,
and then you're like, and they'll always be like, oh yeah, the latest film is out, blah blah. And it's just like, that fucking came out 2 years ago, you dickhead. Like, what are you talking about?
Mm.
And they say weird shit, bruh. Like, think of a weird way of saying cucumber. And you say it. Just think of the weirdest way.
I know, like cucumber.
Exactly that.
Is it?
That is exactly it. You got it straight away, bro. Yeah. There was like, oh, would you know, like, oh yeah, would you like some cucumber? And like, some what? So cucumber.
Is it the accent or is it just the way they say these things?
It's just the way they say it, yeah, because of, I don't know, they don't know proper English, innit?
It sounds fun.
Well, I say proper English, who knows proper English, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What else is there? Do you know the other word for peppers?
What, like the funny way of saying it? What name?
Whatever. Yeah, there's... No, there's like a...
Bars.
Peepers. No, I'm joking. No, capsicum.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, like weird. I don't get... Yeah, I don't... Like, why? It's like... I think they call red peppers red peppers. Mm. And then when it comes to green, they say, oh, do you want some red peppers or do you want some capsicum? It's like, I just want peppers. Just give me peppers. I don't want capsicum. Because it sounds a bit weird. Capsi, come. Oh, bruh.
Yeah,
another,
right.
I just remembered as well. Another thing that I found out in Greece as well. So I started using it. I don't know. My hands don't look too...
New fancy skin stuff.
New fancy skin stuff from Greek land.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like you can see like the glow's a little bit nice. I feel anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually nice glow. But this is gonna freak the camera picks it up. But...
Yeah, not sure if the camera will pick up. My skin's quite... My hand, like from back in the day working on the automotive side of things,
yeah.
My skin's a bit mash up, but yeah, you wouldn't even get, well, you might guess because you're obviously from those type of ends anyway.
It's going to be olive.
So it's mixed with olive.
Yeah.
But something mixed with olive.
Capers?
No, it comes from an animal.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
Comes from an animal?
Yeah. Yeah, it comes from an animal.
It's probably going to be like goat milk or something like that.
Very, very close.
Yeah.
Donkey's milk.
Donkey milk.
Isn't it? What the fuck?
They do love their donkeys out there.
Is it?
Yeah, donkeys for some reason is like, whenever you go to a Cypriot gift shop, they'll have...
Donkeys and penis.
Penis?
Yeah. Not in the same sentence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like donkeys and then penis. There's just like loads of penis bottle openers. Penis.
They do sell. I mean,
but why?
I
it doesn't make sense. I think
donkeys is cultural. I think dicks just sell.
But why?
Because
it doesn't.
I literally have one over there. Somebody bought one for me because they.
Yeah.
Oh funny.
Yeah. You do. Where's that from?
That was from some sort of Spanish place.
I just don't get it. You don't go to central London and just see like, oh, is a British dick bottle opener.
Yeah. True.
Well, it doesn't make sense. It's like, so there's like donkey milk, and then there was just dicks.
That's because they got like Xanti and those sort of places, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realise it.
Magaluf.
Corfu, Kavos is down south, so I think.
Yeah,
oh,
they've always got these mad party places, so, you know, you've got to have some dicks and some tits out there.
Yeah, I just don't quite get
it. What's your donkey stuff called?
It's called donkey milk.
So have you been rubbing donkey milk on yourself?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I try and rub donkey milk on me every day.
Are you using it all over?
No.
Are you moving away from your jojoba butter?
I have moved away from that.
Yeah.
I have now started using cocoa butter instead.
Cocoa butter. Can't go wrong with a bit of coconut stuff.
Cocoa butter oil.
Wait, is it cocoa as in like chocolate, coffee sort of cocoa? Or coconut?
Kawakawa.
Coconut.
I don't know. No, I don't really know.
Some sort of cocoa. All right, cool.
It smells fantastic. Give it a sniff. Yeah, right. Go on, give it a sniff.
It doesn't smell too bad, actually.
Yeah, it's glorious,
it smells
bro.
All right.
Glorious. But yeah, I just feel weird, like, saying, oh, you know, like...
It's a bit niche. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very, 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 very niche market. And if someone ever asked me, oh, like, I don't know, let's just say I'm walking down the street, Beyonce walks past and says, oh, my God.
How do I get my skin to glow like that?
Yeah, yeah. How do I get my hands to look as fantastic as yours? Well, Beyonce, let me tell you. Yeah. Go toss off a donkey, mix it with some olive oil, and just rub it on your hands every day. Just sounds a bit wrong, innit?
It does sound wrong, yeah. It must be quite hard to source here as well, because I can't imagine a lot of people going to walk into a cosmetic shop and be like, donkey milk, I heard that's good.
Yeah, but it's just that sentence, isn't it?
How did you come across this? Did somebody just be like, your hands are ashy as fuck, do you want to try some of this stuff?
In a way, yeah, in a roundabout way, basically, yeah. It's just those two words just shouldn't go together. Because for some reason, like, oh, goat milk. Yeah, goat's milk. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Cow's milk works. Donkey milk just doesn't sound right to me.
No, the marketing department needs to work on that one.
They do need to work. Because straight away, as soon as I heard donkey milk, I just thought of...
Maybe if they, like, Latined it up, I don't know.
Mate, what? Don't care.
Donkey latte.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Donkey frappuccino.
Essence of donkey.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, 100%, bro. It just sounds... straight away, when you hear donkey's milk, I just think of donkey juice.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Yeah, even when I know that you're talking about milk of the teat, I still think you're thinking about milk from the cack.
I know. But why? You don't. I mean, you can't get.
It's just the way the internet has made us, I think.
Yeah,
it's corrupted us all.
Yeah, yeah, mad. Yeah, goat's milk. I just think titty. Cow's milk, I think titty. Donkey's milk, I think cock.
I think donkeys are known for the cock, though, aren't they?
Yeah, hung like donkey.
Cock, yeah,
swinging around, smacking his leg.
I'd never even considered that you can milk.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's weird.
Yeah.
Just sitting there milking my donkey. You think like, even if I heard that sentence, I'm just gonna go milk my donkey. I just imagine a Greek man tossing off a donkey.
Like, no way, man. Why?
Yeah. Why? Are you gonna...
What's the occasion? His birthday.
Well, what's he celebrating? You can do it twice. Yeah. Yeah. Mad. Yeah. I don't quite get it. What else, bruh? What else has been happening in your week, sir?
Oh, bruh.
Carnival. What was your experience of carnival, bruh?
I always love carnival. I can't believe you don't go. It's right up your alley. All the music is the exact same as you listen to. Yeah. I mean, the food was the only down a bit.
I swear.
Well, we had this really nice curried goat and we had to wait for...
Well done, bruh. You said it right.
How else can you say it?
People say goat curry.
Bastards.
Yeah. Sacrilege, bruh. Sacrilege.
No. Curry goat. Big, big queues, obviously, as you do. Got there. Yeah. I probably had like...
Good portion?
It was an all right portion. It was about yay big.
Okay.
You know, just like, not too much bigger than their hand. But it was like 15 quid. It's extortion, but they know
they could do it. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was sick. I mean, everywhere you go, just people dancing, people drinking, people smoking.
What, that illegal stuff?
Yeah, they were smoking the devil's cabbage.
Shit.
Yeah.
I've heard about that stuff.
Yeah, but it ponged.
Damn, yeah. I can imagine.
And then, I mean, everybody was just out having a good time. I didn't see any trouble this year, which is nice. Because normally, every time I've been near like a fight or a stabbing.
Yeah.
And then it's funny how quick the mood can change.
But I think it's... I think it was probably reduced this year because of coming out of COVID.
Yeah.
I don't think it wasn't on last year, was it?
No, it wasn't. No. Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No trouble. Well, be like, no trouble.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Just, I don't want to do it.
Rasta. Yeah, bro, you've done every single accent and now you're scared to do Rasta.
I don't think I can. The only way...
Yeah, man. No trouble. Surely you can do...
No, I'm not going to do it.
You can't do fucking... The only way
I could
accent.
Do it is if you... Like, if you... I saw this once where it's like... If you want to say sound Rasta, you say... you say bacon.
Beer can.
But beer can.
Beer can.
But you say beer can.
Yeah, beer.
Beer can.
Beer can sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, coming out of COVID, people are like, nah.
Grateful.
Yeah,
grateful.
Please do not ruin this for me.
I heard there wasn't actually too much trouble. I heard a police force died.
Oh.
I think there was a lot of like photography going on.
A police horse?
Horse.
Oh, shit. I thought you said... Oh,
the police were out in force yesterday.
What I thought you said
yeah.
was a police force.
A whole lot of them got.
I think you meant a whole fucking squad was gone. Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ, that's a fucking like mass murder.
Yeah.
Sheet.
I feel for the police though, because they had a hard job. And
realistically, I think it's pointless.
No, I think it's definitely good that they're there, because there was a few people that were just too mashed up. I needed help. There was a few crackheads out and about, because you know, they can just blend in.
Yeah,
A lot of young people out as well, so I think it's definitely important to have the police presence. But everybody was pretty like good mood and stuff from what I could see. I think I saw somebody getting shagged in a window.
Oh,
yeah, like because obviously you're going through the streets and then there's the flats that go up.
Yeah,
and they probably
go
up about three or four floors.
People just enjoying themselves all tabs.
Yeah, and they were dancing in a very like thrusty fashion. And
yeah, but it's called daggering, son.
Yeah, but I mean, his head was out the window. She was out the window, and they were just going like,
yeah.
And everybody was looking at them, just like, I fucking see you there, bro.
dog. Yeah.
But I mean, they had both.
Hey, I don't think that's you know.
That would be pretty sweet, wouldn't it? Just like, I'm having sex right now. None of you can actually confirm it.
Yeah, and no, you can't even do anything about it.
I'm making eye contact with you.
Yeah, look at me. Look me in the fucking eye while I'm fucking playing my fucking woman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'd be down for that, you know?
Having a flat in Notting Hill during that event would be so good. Everybody
crazy,
that was having
bro.
A party, I was so jealous up top.
Oh, were they a party? Like Carnival? You would Carnival party. Yeah. That'd be vibe, bro.
I think there wasn't... I don't know how much of a young community there is there, though, because a lot of it was like boarded up, fenced up, because everyone's just pissing everywhere as well.
Yeah.
I feel bad for anyone that has to clean up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that'd be rough.
Yeah, because this is happening.
To be fair, as long as there's no turds. As long as no shitting on my doorstep,
there was some
just hose it all down, innit?
Yeah, there was a very efficient like toilet system.
Oh, was there? Yeah,
there was a lot about, so it didn't stank too much. But...
I feel sorry for the females. At least I'm assuming they had the sort of like standing port-a-loo things.
Yeah, and then they had a urinals around the back, so at least it was just girls in the queue, pretty much. And, and then some like if you have a bathroom and a flat in Notting Hill. People just go up and offer you money, apparently. They'd be like, I'll give you a fiver if you let me take a shit.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but you'd make so much money. There was some lady doing face painting just in her front garden.
Oh, swear.
She
yeah,
must have
okay.
made like a couple of bags.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Just cook on your doorstep. That's what, that'd be sick. Mm. Fucking chicken wing doorstep, bro.
Yeah. If you can do it properly, because you got a lot to contend with. There's literal.
Bro,
like,
my chicken wings are bang, bang.
They are quite good. But
yeah,
I mean,
I made it for your birthday.
But the barbecues that were going down on the
level.
Fruit vendors, nah.
Yeah.
It was fucking peng. It wasn't worth 15 quid, but it was...
Well, that's where my market will be. Mine's not top quality.
Yeah. Market is that. Like, not the best food you're going to have today, but might be the most food you have today.
Yeah, exactly.
For the right price.
For the right price,
yeah.
You're not getting the most tastiest, but you're getting at a good,
there was
good
a,
price
There was
level.
A few people doing that as well.
Oh, I swear.
Yeah.
Shit.
Honestly, you can make a mint.
Yeah, I'll say... Like £7 for 3 chicken wings, a tiny bit of coleslaw, and some potato salad.
Easy.
Yeah, bang.
Easy.
There. At £7, that's a bargain. No, that's too cheap. $8.99. I've just upped it.
Yeah. $7.99.
$7.99. There you go.
Easy.
Yeah. $7.99, 3 wings, coleslaw, potato salad. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And a drink for 80p. Can for 80p. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And what would you sell at Carnival?
Well, I said water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need it. You need it out there. There was a lot of people doing that as well, and I mean, it's just quick, it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? I'll just be a shot guy.
What?
A shot guy just going around with like a couple of tequilas.
Oh, well, a shot girl, but a shot guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what, round your waist?
Yeah, just like a couple of straps here, across my nipples.
Just like a shot. That would be fucking gang.
That would be cool.
A fucking super soaker tequila.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't charge for that, but I'm just here to get the vibes.
No,
up.
I like two squirts.
When we get our, when this podcast blows up and we get a float
for Carnival. Yeah, so for any of you, this is official.
This is
official
happening.
Announcement.
Yeah.
For the first 100 subscribers, first 100
on YouTube, should we say?
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
First 100 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
When we get a float for Carnival, you're welcome along for free.
Yeah.
We'll get your names. I'm sure there's a way of finding out.
I'm sure we can do that.
Yeah, and you guys come along, eat and drink for free, son. Yeah.
If you want to dance and, you know, wear your nipple tassels and your feathers, yeah, you can do that.
We'll have a whole Book of Bra, Mardi Gras scheme going on.
Mm.
It'll be less is more.
Yeah.
Dirty, dirty dogs.
With your playlist, I reckon that'd be actually quite
bro, good. I know!
You would murk it.
I feel like I would as well. As long as we get the right sound system, yeah, where it's super, super loud.
Because all the we were following along yesterday on a few of the floats, and you could just tell which ones were better than the others.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. There was a few that were just like, they obviously just had a double-decker bus and a speaker, and they were just like, yeah.
Oh,
but
right.
Then, like, the good one, there was people salsaing all the way down.
Mud.
Mud cots.
Mud. What else? Do you see that? What do you think of that? So I've just been sort of like following on Insta.
Okay.
Slight little things that have been happening. What do you think of that KSI? Did you see how
two fights in one night?
Two fights in one night, and he won both of them.
Yeah.
He did trim down hard.
He did look stacked. Yeah. But I wasn't surprised that he beat up that Swarms guy.
Swarms look little.
Yeah. I don't think that...
not throwing any beef out there.
Yeah, not that, you know, either of us could do any better. But,
yeah.
But we could. For the right price, we could.
I don't know. Well, KSI is getting serious training. It's like what you said about that Logan Paul.
Yeah, none of them are joke boxers anymore. They're quite serious. Mm. I wouldn't want to get into an altercation in the ring with them.
Really?
I'm not in a boxing ring, no. If it was like maybe a normal fight.
Seriously?
Or in the UFC. If it was in a UFC ring, I wouldn't mind. But I wouldn't want to get... Because boxing is technical.
Yeah, but I feel like Logan Paul... I think he's taking it proper seriously.
Yeah.
KSI is taking it semi-seriously.
Yeah.
I feel like we could...
I reckon with a bit of training, we'd probably take Logan. Maybe KSI with a little...
No, I'd say the other way around. With a bit of training,
yeah,
we could take KSI. Oh, yeah? With a lot of training, we could take Logan. Logan's been doing it for time now.
No. It's Jake. Jake's the young one. He's the one.
Oh, whoever.
Yeah, Logan is the big one.
Oh, soon. Okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
Same, bro. Yeah, same.
One day, we'll take them all out.
Yeah, I feel like we can.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised that he won the first fight. I'm surprised that he won the second fight because apparently that guy was like a proper guy.
They didn't even show the other dude really. No. I saw that he beat Swarms in the second round, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but I didn't see the because it was that other skinny little you, innit?
Yeah,
skinny, tall, lanky guy. I didn't even see it.
I saw some clips of it and
knock him out.
Yeah,
badly. The way you said that, I was like,
it's pretty like. Oh. Yeah, I don't want to say. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
In what round?
I think so it was like first, second round.
If you went into a round with KSI now, what do you think would happen?
I think I'd do better than those two.
Yeah?
What round or whatever? Very technical. I think probably KSI would win because he's got that good training.
He's got the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he's eating right.
I like to think I'll be able to stay on my feet for the whole thing. But. Well, I mean, I'll probably go down like a few times, but I wouldn't like knock out.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to say. You've got the stamina, bro.
Yeah.
You work out.
I do.
You know.
Yeah, bro, you're going to join the gym
tomorrow. Watch.
Look, this is before, and then we'll cut to after. Not right now, though.
Not right now, yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Give
me 6 weeks. 6 weeks in the gym.
Where are you trying to get to? What are you trying to do?
Slim down, bulk up.
You're already pretty slim though, because you've been doing
I've been
diet.
Eating a bit better.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna trim down the body fat.
Yeah.
And just bulk up nicely.
What weight are you at now?
Who knows? You know what my weight's like. It depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling stressed,
you fluctuate the most. Out anyone
disgusting.
That I fucking know.
It's disgusting. How
and
much
I know
I
that the minute you pick up some weights, in 2 weeks you'll be stacked.
Yeah, yeah, I'll
which
be back.
Really annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In when was it? Was it December? I think I was like the heaviest I've been in a while.
I think you were as heavy as I was.
Yeah, I was like, no, I was close to. I was about 87, 88.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then I got a bit scared. Yeah. I was like, okay, shit, I need to lose this weight.
And then you did.
Yeah, I did. And then I went down to 79, 78, or was it 76? I can't remember. It was around
76.
Yeah, I lost about 10 kg.
That's insane. That's like
10, 11 kg.
Is it 80? Yeah. Damn, son.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do it when I really want to. It's just I'm not that bothered.
Nah, I'd rather just eat what I want and be happy than
exactly
than be the sexiest possible self that I could be. Yes. A lot of girls don't seem to like all the ripped up stuff anymore.
No,
they say they're like a bit of dad bod.
Yeah. Be natural, be happy.
Yeah.
It's all about being happy these days. What did you think of that Andrew Tate dude?
I mean, I try not to judge people without actually knowing them, because I know it pays to play the villain. I know he's a bit of a character, but he's a character.
Shook.
What do you mean?
You shook.
Shook about what?
Him. What do you really think of him?
From what I've seen, he's a massive cunt.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen the word that he's saying, the stuff that he's saying about women?
Well, yeah.
And when he gets women on his podcast, he like fully degrades them.
Oh, massively.
I feel like he lets them in and then he takes and he lets them, gives them enough rope so that he can then.
He is so articulate though. It's impressive. It's horrible what he says and stuff like that to women.
Yeah.
100% agree. But the way he says it is impressive. Like the way, it's disgusting the way what he does. Yeah, 100% agree with that. Whatever. Yeah, but the way he degrades them,
yeah,
the way he talks down to them,
yeah,
the way
they're actually
them,
like
shit.
And it's like proper shock and awe the way he goes in because they're actually
horrible.
Speechless. They're just like, what the fuck?
Because it's impressive at the same time.
Yeah, because
how are you talking like that?
Yeah,
he must have studied for ages to be that condescending.
I think a lot of it comes from his because I've seen a lot of stuff from him on TikTok where he was in Survivor series or whatever, you know, where they go out to an island. Yeah, and he seemed like a cool guy. But then I think he had a fight career doing kickboxing.
Yeah.
And he is very good.
Is he?
He's very good.
I swear.
Yeah, he proper like drops people quite easily.
Dang.
And I think being a good fighter, like as shown by Conor McGregor, it gives you a massive amount of confidence, just like,
oh fuck yeah,
beating people up.
Jesus, bro.
But then I don't know. I understand that it pays to be the villain. And I've seen a lot of people with podcasts where they've said, like, there was this one guy that went like, oh, women just don't have hobbies. Yeah. And I don't know if he meant it or if he knew that it would get a rise. And then obviously all these girls are like, oh, women don't have hobbies. And they were taking the piss. And then that made him go viral.
Bro, I've thought about this as well.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. I don't know. What do women do with their time? What do females do?
It's the same as fucking us, bro.
No, they don't. They're not going to play fucking Rocket League for 8 hours straight, are they? Not all of them. There's going to be some of them out there,
bro.
There's literally been times where we spent fucking like 8 hours.
Are we going down this road?
I'm just curious.
All right.
I'm curious. I'm not saying that girls don't have hobbies.
Yeah.
I just want to know, what do you do?
It's definitely a different world.
Massively different,
because
we're simple, we're easy. You could give us
you could give us a couple of like blades of grass and we'll do something with it.
It blows my mind. It freaks me out a little bit. Right,
let's figure this out. So
it freaks me out.
I mean, they watch TV,
yeah,
same as us. I mean, it's hard to fucking say. I'm not a girl. I don't know what
I know. This is what I'm saying, bro. Like when we're playing 8 hours of Rocket League.
No,
yeah,
they go.
What
they
do
go
they
out,
do?
They go out to like. They
no,
go
no,
out
no,
to places with
home.
Each other.
They're at home.
Yeah. Well, they
what
watch,
do?
They watch RuPaul and all that sort of shit.
What, just for 8 hours?
I don't know. I'm not one of them. I've never. Well, I have lived with a girl, and a sister, but.
Yeah, but she's different.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she works her ass off.
Yeah.
My mum, she paints and she.
I just don't. Yeah, but modern, well. but modern girls, bro.
Modern girls.
Like modern girls, they're just like twerking.
They do their makeup.
Twerk practice.
They take it off.
8 o'clock.
I mean, it's very hard to say.
TikTok 9 to 10. This is what I'm saying. It blows my mind.
Okay, wait, let me think
about
this. I'm sure I know the answer. Yeah, we play games.
When we're super bored,
games. That's only because
girls play games.
That's our ADHD, and they would... and.
Yeah, but... Okay, girls with ADHD, what do they do? Where do they go? Where do they sit? What do they... How do they sit?
How do they breathe?
It's just... It's honestly like it's a whole fucking other world. I really don't get it.
Okay, well, yeah, now that you've posed the question to me, I know that they do stuff, but I don't know what they do because I'm too busy watching a series licking or windows. Playing games, licking windows and smelling seats after people have just got up off them.
It blows my mind a little
you
bit.
You have hobbies, all right?
You do have hobbies.
We just don't know what
just
they are.
Just let us know. Google form it, please.
Comment.
Give us a timeline of exactly what you do.
Break down your day.
Yeah, let's say you get home from work at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I know what I do.
What do you think they do? That they just sit down, they breathe until the next day.
Yeah. Just sit there staring. No. I'm not saying girls don't have hobbies, yeah. That you lot must do something.
Yeah.
I just don't know what. That's all I'm saying. I just genuinely don't know what. Like, yeah, so like I was saying, I get home from work, let's say 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sort out dinner or whatever. Put the TV on, watch some YouTube, play some Rocket League.
Yeah.
Tidy up a little bit or whatever. And then, yeah, that's it. But then what do other people do?
We need social media, TikTok,
let's say, for example, like I don't know if you want to talk about your sister. I won't say her name either.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, let's say, like, when she's in her room, what does she do?
I'm actually very curious about that because now now that she doesn't study, I don't know what she does.
Exactly. It's so weird. I don't know why it's weird, but it's just like, what? You just sit on your phone? Is that what people do? I don't sit on my phone a lot.
I mean, I sit on my phone a little bit. Well, TikTok knows me better than I know myself.
So. Oh, no.
It tells me what I like before I know I even like it.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't like sitting on my phone. Maybe that's just what society is now. They just like sitting there on their phones and just waste their day away. Whereas I prefer, I can't sit still. I need to be moving. I need to be doing something. Don't get me wrong. I do like sitting still.
Yeah, I like a bit of sitting still.
But I do also like moving around and doing shit. I'd rather be cleaning and cooking and something. But I do like sitting still. I don't know. I'm having a very ADHD moment.
Yeah.
I like everything. But yeah. I just don't... Like, why? What do you do? Oh,
I mean, no. My sister cooks a lot. She cooks her meals for the week.
Okay. Well, that's even weirder. Then what do you do on the other fucking 4 days?
I don't know. it's real. I don't know.
Isn't it? This is what I'm saying, bro.
I've just got a reply. I feel like we do need...
It's just strange.
Oh, God. Tidy. Go on my phone. Enjoy the silence. Case in point.
Yeah. There you go. And
it's just, the jury rests. I breathe.
Yeah. What do you do in your spare time? I breathe. I practice my breathing.
I listen to my heartbeat.
Yeah. I tried that. How long do you think... How many breaths do you think... What's the minimum amount of breaths you could do in a minute, do you think?
What, you mean like hyperventilating kind of breaths?
No. Just the minimum amount of breaths. Do you think in 1 minute you could just do one breath? Like just a...
What, 15 seconds in 15... I don't know. Oh, well, yeah, I could hold my breath for a minute because...
There's 60 seconds in a minute, bro.
60. 50, yeah, but 15 seconds like breathing in, 15 seconds hold it, 15 seconds breathing out, 15 seconds nowhere.
Oh, I see, okay.
But
I mean,
in the pool, yeah, I can hold my breath for a minute, so I can do that.
You think you could just hold it for a whole minute?
I mean, it's going to be super boring on this podcast if I hold my breath for a minute.
Right now. Guys, just watch him hold his breath.
Do you know, I'll fucking do it right now. I don't give a shit. Do you reckon you could do it?
I think I got a minute and a half.
Yeah, no, let's not do it because that's going to be super boring.
No, super boring. But we'll let you know how he does.
Do you know what? After.
Yeah, we'll see.
When the camera's off, we'll do it and then we'll quickly come back and we'll say it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Andrew Tate's a cunt.
Yeah, he is. But I think he's a very smart cunt.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just said the C word as well.
Heard a lot of stuff. I don't know if any of it's confirmed. Like he's gone off to Romania because apparently he got done for some sexual assault charges and they care less there, he said.
I would not be surprised.
I would not be surprised either. But I say all this with like, I don't know him. I've heard all of this. I don't know if it's second hand or third hand or whatever from people that you can hear anything. People would say anything.
Yeah.
And also it's Chinese whispers and I could make up anything I want right now.
I don't want to say this and then get cancelled, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
But it was, I heard that apparently he got banned from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a bit of a prick. Yeah. But also because he started questioning like the EU or something.
The EU?
Yeah, like who is the president of the EU or something like that? Who is the owner of? Apparently, he started questioning who is the.
How fucking smart could he be then?
Well, he's like a.
Go to Google.
He's a silly billionaire, isn't it? No, but no, it was something like who owns the EU? Who decides, like, who comes into the EU? Well, I don't know. So there's something around the EU, and apparently they're saying that's the real reason why he got banned. Because he started questioning about it, and
that's mad. Who owns everything else that he said?
Who owns the EU, bruh?
They have the president of the EU, who I don't know his name.
Yeah,
and whenever somebody else wants to come into the EU, everybody has to vote on it. And if a certain amount of people say no, then they don't come in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, apparently that was a thing. Anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know. Cancelling him, I just think it's made him bigger. Surely, because I mean, even people that didn't know him are like, "Who is this Andrew Tate, and why do I care?"
Yeah, he's been cancelled. Yeah. Flipping back because I just remember something as well.
Yeah.
Did you see that there was that woman who gave birth at Carnival?
I did see. Well, I didn't. I saw her on her hands and knees. And
you saw her?
No.
Oh, my God.
I saw the video.
That would have been mad.
If I saw a woman on her hands and knees going through labor and I didn't know her and she's just like screaming, I'd just be like, I'm out.
Not my problem.
Paramedics there. I mean, it sounds like the emergency services were on site. What? And she was just like there on her hands and knees screaming.
Help me.
Again, I'm out.
Swear.
I haven't got the facilities for whatever she's dealing with.
Hey, big man, I don't think you have the facilities.
I'm smashed. I went to a festival the day before as well. I'm on a double hangover. Yeah. And your screaming is freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah. You just start screaming back at her.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the man now? It's my room.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if some carnage like that happened at Carnival.
Yeah.
It was hard getting around, you know.
Oh, bro, there's going to be some, like, a baby would have been conceived at Carnival.
That's quite gang.
Is it?
Yeah. Imagine, like, where was I born? Edgware Hospital. Where was I born? Stanmore. Where was I born? Notting Hill Carnival.
Carnival side 2022.
Side of the road in front of 200 people. Yeah. Is that why I like reggae music so much? It was the first thing I heard.
That's why you're named NW9. Yeah. Anyway. All right, guys. It's been a little bit of an odd one. But been nice anyway.
Yeah,
been nice. Been nice catch up. Yeah. And we'll see you next week, guys.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace. All right, should we hold our breath quickly and see what one? You got to cover your nose, though, as well, because that's like...
No, I'm not going to cheat. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Put the phone down here. Your breath starts once you've done it.
What, just one natural breath?
Just hold your breath.
Okay.
And then you can breathe it out in that minute.
Okay, but you can't inhale it again until the next minute. Okay.
Gang.
Push, get out of here.